Welcome to Lectio. I am so thankful that you joined with me, and together we will spend this time in God's company, focusing on Him for this time of scripture prayer. Make sure that you are in a comfortable position. Let go of the stress of the day, of the week, the month, or the year. See if you need to breathe out, so that you can just let it all go, so that you're not distracted by your mind or your body, and you can just focus on God, hear His voice, rest in His presence. And if you get distracted, which happens all the time, just know that God always welcomes you back. And just move your mind back towards Him and begin from that point on. And do it again every single time. Know that every single time He welcomes you back. We're going to begin with a prayer. Oh Lord, we have felt Your nudging and we have come here to be with You. May we hear Your voice and rest in Your presence. Thank You that You love us. Our scripture today is from the book of Psalms, chapter 16, verses 7 to 11. I'm going to read it three different times in three different versions, and after each time I read it, I'll take about 2.5 to 3 minutes of just quiet for you to hear God's voice. The point of Lectio is not to hear me, but to hear God. So my voice should fade away and His voice should come in stronger. That's the goal, or the hope, I should say. And so after the first reading, notice if there's a word or phrase that jumps out at you. This is the beginning of God's conversation with you. It's an incredible thing that the God of the universe desires to be with us and to speak to us. And here we are, waiting to hear what He'll say. Psalm 16, verses 7 to 11. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because You will not abandon me to the grave, nor will You let Your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in Your presence, with eternal pleasures at Your right hand. I'm going to read the scripture a second time, and this time I'm going to use the Message version. And after the reading and the quiet time, notice how this scripture connects to your life. It may just be it connects by the word or the phrase, right? It may not be that the whole meaning of the scripture, as you would analyze it if you were doing a literature study, but if it was a letter that God was writing to you, and he chose that particular phrase to put in the letter for you, why would he put that there? What is it? How does it connect to your life? So here it is, Psalm 16, 7 to 11. The wise counsel, I'm going to start again at 7, carry on. My choice is you, God, first and only, and now I find I'm your choice. You set me up with a house and yard, and then you made me your heir. The wise counsel God gives when I'm awake is confirmed by my sleeping heart. Day and night, I'll stick with God. I've got a good thing going, and I'm not letting go. I'm happy from the inside out, and from the outside in, I'm firmly formed. You canceled my ticket to hell. That is not my destination. Now you've got my feet on the life path, all radiant from the shining of your face. Ever since you took my hand, I'm on the right way. To read the scripture a third time from the RSV version this time, and in the quiet, listen for an invitation from God. Something that He is inviting specifically for you. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also dwells secure. For thou dost not give me up to Sheol, or let thy godly one see the pit. Thou dost show me the path of life. In thy presence there is fullness of joy. In thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Now the time for connecting and inviting and noticing is done, and it is the time in Lectio to rest in God's presence. So close your eyes, sit back, feel his arms around you, and know that you are a treasured, cherished child of God, and he is right with you. Just bask in his presence for the next few minutes. Gently connect to your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you've experienced in your prayer, because it's so easy to forget. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God. Thank you.